Welcoming winter with warm, wet, and windy weather, at least across most of the region. We saw rain through the first part of the day. A few spots, though, did see snow, especially in the mountains of the Adirondacks and Greens. And as the day has moved along, we've seen areas of rain change back to snow as cold air is now wrapping around the backside of the storm system. The storm itself is tracking along the Canadian border, and it's going to continue to play a role in our weather as we move into the weekend. And its role is really going to be helping to push cooler air into the northeast for this first full weekend of the winter season. As we move into tonight, we'll see some snow showers around as that storm system continues to wind up to our north. So some snow areas around, mainly in the mountains, at least those areas will see the most snow, and specifically the western slopes will pick up accumulating snow as the night moves along. Elsewhere, we'll see some scattered snow showers, perhaps a heavier burst of snow from time to time. It's still going to be quite gusty tonight as temperatures fall back to between about 25 and 30 degrees. For the day tomorrow, that low pressure area is just to our north along the Canadian border, and we still have a big upper level low in place, so it's going to be a fairly gray day. Snow showers will occur from time to time. Again, the best chance for snow will be in the mountains and on the western slopes of the mountains where some additional accumulations will be possible. Elsewhere, snow showers, perhaps a heavier burst of snow from time to time. A breezy day again, or even a windy day, with temperatures tomorrow that will be mainly in the 30s. It turns cooler on Sunday as that cold air really gets wrapped in. We'll see highs in the 20s and 30s, though we should see a little more sunshine to wrap up the weekend, though there's still the chance for a few snow showers north and west of Albany. By Monday, a high-pressure area comes in, so it looks to be a fairly bright day, partly to mostly sunny, though still cool, with highs in the 20s and 30s. And then by Christmas Day, there's actually some indication of a little low that will track to our south, and that could bring a little snow, mainly from Albany on south, on the first part of Christmas Day, so that's something worth watching as we get closer to the holiday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with areas of snow showers and light snow. Breezy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, areas of snow showers and light snow. Breezy, high in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with areas of snow showers and light snow. Breezy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, areas of snow showers and light snow. Windy, high in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow showers, low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, windy, high in the 30s to around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with areas of snow showers and light snow. Breezy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with areas of snow showers and light snow. Windy, high in the 30s. Region-wide on Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun. Chance of snow showers, mainly in the mountains north and west of Albany. Breezy, highs in the 20s and 30s. And on Monday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.